Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
He's got Anya back to Swope. 8 on the shot clock. Isaiah wants a screen. Gets it. Avila 3. Bang! Now the answer's back. The big fella.
Yes.
That is Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin Jr. with the call on KMOX, a 93-90 win over UMass Lowell. And the Billikens are ready for Jackson State tomorrow night. I was just telling the guys off the air, I love talking to this guy, and that's the head coach of the Billikens, Josh Schertz. Always appreciate his time. How are you, Coach?
I'm doing good, Tom. How are you?
Doing great. I love talking ball with you no matter the circumstance, and you picked up a win over UMass Lowell. In fact, back-to-back wins against some East Coast teams, Quinnipiac and UMass Lowell, Monday and Wednesday. Let's get your initial thoughts before we start talking about where you are right now. Just going back to those two games, two different games, right? I mean, you've got Quinnipiac was tough, physical. You were able to outlast them and pull away from them with a nice run, and then a high-scoring affair where they were burying threes right and left. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, I think, look, coming off the Wichita State game in Kansas City, we had two games back-to-back with teams in Quinnipiac, UMass Lowell that are, projected NCAA tournament teams out of their leagues. Quinnipiac, 24-win team last year, a lot of returning players from that team, really good basketball team. I thought we really was probably, our most complete game of the year. We didn't shoot it great, but thought our defensive compete level was high, made a big run there late to kind of seal it away. First half was back and forth, and Swope hits a big three to put us up one and going into halftime. And I thought, like I said, second half we kind of dug our heels in, made enough plays, and really kind of got enough stops to close that one out. And then, UMass Lowell, first half was, I thought we came out and we were really sharp offensively, and so were they. I didn't think our defense was great, and two things can be true. I thought UMass Lowell is a really good basketball team. I know people don't, know the name or whatever, but, that's a really quality basketball team. Again, 20-plus wins last year, really their whole team back, a freshman guard in Somerville who's high-level guard. So we knew it was going to be a tough test. And, second half, I thought we came out, defense was pretty poor. They cut it to 5, and I really thought from there we knuckled down. I thought both ends of the floor, that was about as good as we played for a 6 or 7 minute period, and we got the lead to 21 with 12 minutes to play. And from there, combination of some really just I thought lost our edge defensively, lost our our sense of urgency defensively. And then their shot making was unbelievable. I think they finished the game 8 for 8 from three on their last 8 attempts, and really could have been 10 for 10 except for the foot in the line and then the shot being a second late. So, you know, with those, they were 10 for 10. And, you know, down the stretch of the second half, the two shots they missed the second half were wide open threes. So that said, a lot to learn, unpack from that game. I think, that's twice now, LMU game and in this UMass Lowell game where we get a lead, you got to close out games with stops, and we've got to certainly make strides on that end of the floor. But credit UMass Lowell, their shot making down the stretch of that game was about as good as I've ever seen.
Yeah, they beat Quinnipiac, so you can see why. They've got some players, and they gave you all you could handle, but you win at 93-90. And in that game, you saw a lot of Avila and Swope working together like they did back in Terre Haute. You know, watching and being at the Quinnipiac game, and calling it, I was watching Avila very closely, obviously, and he felt like he didn't have a great game. But I noticed not only Swope, but everybody's game, their level raised a little bit more. He makes everybody better. You can just see that coming, can't you?
Yeah, he's kind of getting back in the groove. I think Robbie's going to take, I'd be shocked if, you know, another week or two, he doesn't look a lot better than he does now. And he's obviously, but you hit the nail on the head. I mean, his presence out there, that's the best thing you could say about any type of athlete is, you know, he makes everybody around him better. And he really does. He simplifies the game for his teammates. He makes the game easier. He gives them a primary playmaker. His passing, his gravity, he takes the ball out. You know, Isaiah, while his minutes have been high, the last two games, he's had to do a lot less in terms of playmaking because Robbie can take on that function, allows Isaiah to play off the ball more, opens up things for Gibson as well. So there's a variety of...
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates the holidays, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Things from just his shooting, his passing, his understanding of the game, giving us a primary playmaker in the half court, a guy that can connect everybody else offensively. And so when you have that, it makes the offense look a lot cleaner. So certainly thrilled to have him back. And I think, like I said, I think the next week or two, are going to be big. We're in the middle of three practices right now. Those are really his first practices here in a couple months. So for him to get back in, get some practice under him, get some conditioning, get his rhythm back and our guys' rhythm back, I think you're going to see over the next week or two his game continue to expand. But he definitely does make every single guy around him on the offensive end of the floor significantly better, just his presence out there.
You have a nice mix of players. Gibson Jimerson, obviously, the three-point threat, and overall one of the really good players in the league. Of course, Kalu Anya looks like a rebounding machine and has done a lot of good things for you. High, high-effort guy. Kellen Thames, although he's been dealing with cramping, is kind of the straw that stirs the drink. He can do a lot of things for you up and down the floor. I'm curious, watching Indiana State, I meant to ask you this question before. Who do you envision someone playing the Jason Kent role, who's now at Texas, who was just such a good cutter for you, especially on the baseline? Who is that person?
Well, I think we need guys to be able to do that. And I think you have a couple guys that could be that. I think Kellen's got good cutting instincts. He really does. He's got a little bit of a hybrid game, you know, where he has a little bit of Julian Larry in him with a quick twitch and be able to get downhill and, you know, drive the ball and put pressure on the rim. Then he's got pretty good cutting instincts. Another guy that we think could do that is Kalu Anya. You know, Kalu's got to figure out the cutting piece and finding gaps in the shell. And that's not, you know, moving and cutting without the ball is inherently unnatural to players. And so, like, you know, Jason Kent last year was the best cutter in the country. I would say Jason Kent's first year at Indiana State, he was not a good cutter or an average cutter at best. I think it's the repetitions of understanding, you know, where the gaps are in the shell, what the drives are, you know, what the defense is doing. And then when you engage, without getting too technical, when you engage a low man in forced rotation, you know, where are those gaps in the shell and hunting them. And so we got to continue to work, and we are working with particularly guys like Kalu, guys like Kellen. I think Kobe Johnson could be one. He sees the game pretty well where, you know, those cuts become instinctive. And when they do, the highest value shot in basketball is no dribble layups. You know, that's the shot we want every possession. And those cuts give us a chance to get those. And it's one of the four ways, you know, cutting is one of the four ways that you can put pressure on the rim, and you allows you to play with four. So we got to continue to grow in those areas. But we have three or four guys that I think could do it. I don't know if anybody will do it as well as Jason did last year, but if we can get three or four guys doing it, you know, that would certainly enhance our offense dramatically.
That really is a great answer, and I appreciate that. That satisfies my basketball junkie knowledge. I needed that one. All right, last fun one. Your first Thanksgiving in St. Louis, how was it? And I know that a lot of it is probably basketball related, but do you get some family time as well? You're a you know, positive person. You enjoy all of life's experiences.
Yeah, no, we had a great time. Honestly, it was an awesome Thanksgiving. We had the team here because of you know, we were off on Thanksgiving, but we practiced Friday, so we had Thanksgiving meal at Union Station. And courtesy of Steve and Bob O'Loughlin, and the whole team was there along with my family. So it was a really, you know, we had unbelievable food, spent about 2 hours there. Whole team came over, ate, spent time together. It was a nice blend of, you know, family and my team. And I'm really lucky with my wife, and, you know, she does a great job of making sure I never have to choose. And so kids were there, and it was an awesome 2 hours. So, and then we came back and spent time as a family that night. And as you said, by Thursday night, we were turning the page to Jackson State, and I was full in film study, and everybody else was asleep. So it was perfect.
That's the coach right there, Josh Schertz, with us. Our visits with Josh Schertz are sponsored by Royal Banks of Missouri. Thank you so much for the visit. I will see you tomorrow night at Chaffetz Arena for a 7 o'clock start against Jackson State.
Can't wait, Tom. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. Always good catching up. I appreciate the time.
Always great talking to you. We'll have the game on KMOX. Bob Ramsey, Earl Austin Jr. We'll come back with the voice of the St. Louis Blues, my old pal Chris Kerber. Can't wait to talk to him. Blues off to a good start under Jim Montgomery. That's next.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.